Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of Rise to Win for Our Youth, and I come to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And what I want to establish today is the fact that truly we are stepping up to make a difference by taking the initiative and spearheading change from a place where we have been conditioned and reprogrammed to really understand who we are, where we are, and what our options are as human beings with the abilities to really conquer, to create, to emanate, to project, to network, to combine. And this is why I am just so excited with you, because I really see the hope and the promise that lies in front of us, especially as we look at what's taking place in society today. And most people will say, well, you know what? What are we going to do? I mean, people are kind of parting seas right now and saying, well, you know, I'm in this condition and what am I going to do? They're helpless and they're hopeless. And that's not really the case. It is the case if you do not see anything else around you, because you do not open up your awareness and you do not open up your own mind and your own possibilities of understanding the power that you have within to really create. And it is such a challenging endeavor to take when we are not equipped with the skills and the tools, or when we do not have a role model, or when we do not have an example of what something different can be like. And that is why, for me, I am so excited, because I know what I have behind me, which is a history as well as an entire network of individual people who have spearheaded change in their lives by undertaking what I have always referred to as personal development, self-development, and following individuals who have taught them, people who have said, hey, I have been there, I have done that, I have walked down that path, and here are the mistakes that I've made, the errors that I've had to overcome, the challenges that I have to face and figure out a way through or a way over or a way under to get on the other side of what I wanted. And by bringing this to everyone, we are going to have a collective explosion of possibilities emanating from our minds and from that world of possibilities that we will create, because that is what and who we are as individuals. We have been given the power to create, to think, to evolve, to progress. And really, this is what we're lacking in our society, especially in America, because we have been spoon-fed the thoughts of other people, specifically through the television, through these ideologies of complacency and of consumption and of immediate gratification. We have gotten so used to just having things there presented to us, given to us in our laps, where we do not really have to take on a whole bunch of work to get things done. You know, we have it all. We don't have to worry. Well, that used to be the way it was, but it no longer is today, as we can see. When you're looking at all of these different organizations who are gearing up to provide different programs and the whole government coming in and saying, well, we all got to race up and we all have to engage in change. Well, that really takes place with individuals stepping up to a new level of being and saying, I have an idea and I'd like to put this idea forward because it's going to change things. It's going to help people. It's going to allow us to figure out a better way, a newer way, a faster way, you know, a more productive way. And that cannot happen if individuals do not have the resources or the skill to do so confidently. And everything requires a first step. And that first step comes in each person believing in themselves and their own purpose. Their own purpose to shine, their own purpose to undertake that idea that they have within themselves. Your idea is different than the other person's idea, just like my idea is different. However, with my idea is to inspire and empower all of you to be able to find within you your own purpose, your own vision, your own mission, and then confidently go forward and find a platform where you yourself can say, hey, listen, the world, here I am, and I am not going anywhere because I have a mission and I have an objective to accomplish, and this is what it's going to do for everyone, and this is how I'm going to go about doing it, and who wants to join me? And that is what I truly, what gets me up every day and what keeps me going, what keeps me riding above my own challenges and limitations of fear, of inadequacy, of, you know, being just fearful of what are people going to say, the criticism. We will all have that. We will always have that. Once I heard this this one quote that it reads, do not be afraid that people will steal your ideas. Because if it is any good, you'll have to shove it down people's throats. And that is really, once you have an idea, that's really what it looks like a lot of the times. You know, except that today I would say that if you have like-minded individuals around you, people that believe and feel like you do, then your ideas are going to find a fertilized ground for them to really take on and to have roots and then to bloom. So that is what we're embarking right now. And I am just, again, eager to put this forward because it takes one individual to step out for many to join and then find their own way. And that is what I have heard and that's what I've learned from a standpoint of, you know, what is a leader? A leader has to be the first one to go take that, to walk down that plank. And then the leader has to be willing to, even though he or she may be afraid, they must be willing to go there forward, and it is with vision and purpose that that leader will find the confidence to really carry forward what their inner self is telling them to do. So for me, being able to go forward with Rise to Win and creating the Rise to Win Network, the Rise to Win Platform, the Rise to Win Impact Partnership, the Rise to Win University, all of this is part of the same. It's how do we come together as one unit, as the unit of personal development trainers and coaches and educators who have been empowered through knowledge, okay, and through the experiential training where they have themselves subjected themselves to the exercises and the rigors of finding within themselves what are the issues, what are the solutions, what are the options, how can you look at something and completely look at it from another angle and change your perspective. All of these things is what requires our mind and requires our soul and requires our heart and requires our willingness to face the truth. It requires our willingness to stand before that mirror and really say, okay, here I am. Here I am in my nakedness. What do I need to do to reframe, to shape, to recreate? How can I reinvest in myself so that I really come out with what I am here to do? If you're frustrated right now, it's because you've fallen short of really pushing yourself to a higher level. If you're frustrated right now, it's because you're out of options for creating something new. And if you're, all you're doing is going back to what you've known before, then you don't really have a lot of armament to go forward into the future. In order for you to go forward into your future, you need to go and equip yourself with new tools, equip yourself with new insight. Have a higher level of awareness where you could look at someone and say, you know what, I like what that person has done, and I'm going to copy what they did, and I'm going to ask them how they did it. And then that's how now you can have a strategy to follow. And it will always be, again, is relationships. We live in a world of relationships. That is how we create who we are. That is how we create what we believe, what we see, how we react, how we behave. If we were alone on a deserted island, we wouldn't have to worry. But we're not. We live together. And no matter how removed we would like to be, we are still subjected to having to deal with other people. And I recently heard something that just really made me think. When you're looking at enlightened individuals, quote unquote, individuals who go out and spend years out in the woods or on top of a mountain where no one else comes beside them, they only have themselves to deal with. And in an environment of peace and of nature and of contemplation, of course you enter a different part of your being. And it's easy to realize the truths, those governing rules that come from a higher essence of being. now put that person in front of a lot of people and see if really that same awareness level would have come when they would have had to deal with other people. Probably not, because people project a lot of what we see in ourselves. So when we see someone and there's an issue going on, a lot of the times it's because we have an issue with ourselves within that area that we're dealing with. So, you know, what I say to you is truly we need to go forward and take it on right now, because this is where we are, 2009, ready to go forward, ready to change the world. The world is changing. It changes every single day. But is it going to change for the better? Well, of course it will. It will when individuals step up and say, you know what, I'm going to spearhead this forward. And I'm going to take it on because I want to change my life. We can't change the world until we change ourselves. We cannot go around saying, you know, I used to think that I'm going to change the world. I'm going to change the world. Well, the only way that I can change the world is by truly being that individual that I need to be in order to be able to bring forward what I need so that I can be an influence, so that I can impact, so that I can lead. You know, that's been one of my Achilles, I always say tendon or heel. It's been one of the weaknesses in me that I consider. Maybe it's a weakness depending on what angle I look at it from. But I also need to understand it and say, okay, how can I use this that I can perceive as weakness? How can I use it as a strength? You know, because there comes a point where you need to cross that line, when you need to go through that barrier, when you need to face your fears and go through them, ram through them. And only then will you experience that freedom, because now you've overcome that which was a challenge to you. And I'll tell you, it's only through successive accomplishments that you can actually gain more confidence in yourself and in what you want to create. And there are plenty of people out there that are role models for this. Now, there are also a greater amount of people who are not. You know, the majority of the people tend to be complacent and complainers and want to victimize themselves and want to blame everyone else. And again, it is easy to blame everyone else because then we don't have to blame ourselves. And in blaming ourselves, that's not the answer. It's not about blame. It's about restructuring those words and those ideas of what blame is and really replace that word with awareness, becoming aware. Wherever we are in life is because this is what we have chosen based on our actions and our decisions. And our decisions mold our behavior. And our behavior leads to results. And then our results lead to the feelings that we now have. And the way that we perceive those results is the way that we bring meaning into our experience. And now that's going to create feelings again in us. Feelings of conquering, feelings of defeat, feelings of extreme fervor and desire and love and passion and amazement. Or that feeling of being defeated and downtrodden and just tired and being willing to and wanting to just give up. You know, but you have a choice. You have a choice to say, I give up, or I'm going to win and I'm going to succeed. And I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to go forward. And I'm going to go against my limitations, and I'm going to go against my patterns of behavior that do not serve me. And I'm going to get the skills and the tools that I need, and I'm going to go and ask the people that I'm afraid of asking, and I'm going to go forward and do it. I got to have that firepower within to go forward and make things happen and see myself for who I truly am. And this takes place when you step up. So you need to just step up and not be afraid, not be fearful, and know that there are many people out there who truly are on a path of enlightenment, truly are on a path of realizing that we're more than the constraints that everyone puts on us. You know, those people who want to be safe and who want to have their jobs, you know, behind them and who don't want to fear being without a car, being without food, being without a home, and they're willing to sell themselves short for that, those are the people that will do whatever it takes to keep themselves from falling, even at the expense of others. Well, don't be that way. Step up for change and step up for faith and step up for God and step up for everything that's good. For the goodness of who we are as human beings. And we must do so because we must protect the generation that's coming and the generation that's here. I don't know about you, but every time I hear of one more disaster or one more tragedy where children are involved or where children are taken, that is one person that we have not served, and that is one child whose life has been robbed by an adult who wants to take advantage of their weakness and their vulnerability. And I don't know if your heart doesn't get stirred over that, but that's truly where we are, because we were put here to defend and to protect. The world was not given to us by our ancestors. We are borrowing the world from our youth, from that future generation. So what will you do?